Hey everyone, and welcome to Developer Tea. My name is Jonathan Cottrell, and in today's episode, we're going to be talking about sunk costs. Specifically, we're going to talk about the sunk cost fallacy, and I'm going to give you three traps to avoid. These traps lead to sunk cost fallacy moments. Today's episode is sponsored by Linode. Linode has been sponsoring us for a while now. Later on in today's episode, we will talk a lot more about Linode, but Linode is providing a $20 credit to Developer Tea listeners. Of course, you can find out more about that in the show notes. But first, I want to get straight into today's topic. We're going to talk about four things. First is what sunk cost actually is. And then I'm going to tell you about three traps that you should avoid to avoid the sunk cost fallacy. Sunk cost is basically the idea that you have spent an X amount of money or time or energy on something, so you might as well continue down that same path. So imagine that you buy a set of movie tickets, and then you're deliberating over perhaps not going because you don't feel well, and you convince yourself, well, I have already bought them, so it would be a waste for me not to go. But the reality is that that is actually a sunk cost. Even if you don't go, no one else is going to go, and the money that you spent was spent already, and your life quality is probably going to go down if you go out while you're not feeling well. That's not going to be an enjoyable experience for you, and it's possible if you have something that's contagious, you're going to get somebody else sick. So it's not a good idea for you to fall victim to that sunk cost fallacy in that moment, that the idea being that you spent the money so you have some sort of obligation to follow through with the other end of that transaction. Now, how does this apply to developers? Well, we're going to talk about three traps that you can avoid as a developer to make sure that you aren't falling victim to the sunk cost fallacy. Now, of course, these are not comprehensive. As with everything on the show, you can continue this conversation with your peers and with other people around you about what things may be sunk costs and what things may not be. For example, it would not be true that if you have paid for 90% of a home or a car, that suddenly you decide that you don't want to continue paying for it and you cite the sunk cost fallacy. Well, that's actually not a great use of the citing of the fallacy, because if you pay that extra 10%, now you are the owner of the car. You have finalized your payments and you can do whatever you want with the car. There is extra incentive for you to finish those payments out. So you should be aware that the sunk cost fallacy does not apply to every single situation where you are spending time or money. But I want to jump straight into this first trap, and then we'll talk about today's sponsor, Linode, and then we'll get back and talk about the other two traps. The first trap is when you're building out a particular feature, especially one that a client or maybe a boss has asked for specifically, but the user need for that feature has either been shown to be non-existent or relatively small. Now, this happens all the time. We get part of the way through a feature and we find out that the client or perhaps the user no longer needs it. But because it was on our list of things to do, we still fulfill that particular need. And part of the reason for this is because we don't feel good scrapping code that is well written. We don't feel good throwing away something that functions well. But the reality of this situation, if you encounter it, is that if that feature doesn't provide value, then no matter how good the code is, it doesn't really matter in the end, right? It doesn't really help the goals of the customer. It doesn't help the goals of the user. And therefore, that code is not really valuable to the product that you are building. So let's take a quick break and talk about today's sponsor, Linode. Linode allows you to instantly deploy and manage an SSD server in the Linode cloud. You get a server running in seconds with your choice of Linux distribution, resources, and the location of the node. Now, they have 8 data centers. Their plans start at $10 a month. You can get a server running in just under a minute. They have hourly billing. There's a monthly cap on all of their plans, all of their add-on services, including backups, node balancers, and Longview. You can have a VM up and running. You can run Docker containers. They have encrypted disks, VPNs. You can run a private Git server. And if you're looking for fast, if your primary motivation is to find highly performant servers, well, Linode is a great option because they provide native SSD storage. They have a 40 gigabit network. That is incredibly fast. These servers run on Intel E5 processors. And beyond all of these things, you can try out Linode and you can get a 7-day money-back guarantee. So go and check it out, linode.com. But of course, Linode has provided a special offer for DeveloperT listeners. If you use the code DeveloperT20 at checkout, and you can also use the special link in the show notes, which will automatically apply that code, you will get a credit of $20 added to your account automatically. And that's just for being a DeveloperT listener. That's equivalent to 2 months for free. So go and check it out, linode.com. But of course, check the show notes. Use the code DeveloperT20 or the special link in the show notes, which can be found at spec.fm. Thank you so much to Linode for sponsoring the show. Now let's get back into our discussion about the sunk cost fallacy. We mentioned the first trap to avoid is building a particular feature, especially a feature that has been requested specifically by a client or a boss, even though you found that the feature is no longer necessary or that it's no longer being demanded by the users. Another example is continuing to invest time learning a platform or a language, even if you don't want or need to learn it, simply because you've studied a significant portion of it already and you know enough to be functional in that language. So this happens to people all the time. We think that just because we know a little bit of Ruby, that the most likely thing that we should learn next would be Rails or Sinatra, right? We think that just because we know JavaScript, that we should also learn how to use Node. And that's not necessarily true unless you know for sure that you want to or you need to learn a particular language or a framework. You have to be very careful because this doesn't feel like cost, but your knowledge has taken time and energy to cultivate. It takes you time and energy to learn a language. And you can't look at that time and energy as purely investment. Some of that time and energy should be considered sunk cost. This is time and energy that you can't get back. Any time that I spent learning a now long abandoned JavaScript framework, in many ways, that is a sunk cost because I'm not going to be able to build on that framework and consider it reliable anymore. But I did gain some information that I can use and that can inform other things in my career. So that's not to say that the time that you spend learning these things is totally useless. And it's also not to say that you shouldn't continue learning something necessarily. But it is to say that you shouldn't continue learning something solely because you've already started learning that thing. If you find that you don't enjoy a particular language, then it's my opinion that unless you have a really incredibly compelling reason professionally to learn that language, you don't have to continue learning it just because you've started learning it. You can drop that and move on to something else entirely. And that is something that is a little bit difficult to do because of the sunk cost fallacy. We have the feeling that we've invested partially in something and that to actually see the fruits of that investment, we have to go all in. And that's simply not true. And that leads me into the third and the final trap that we're going to talk about today with relation to the sunk cost fallacy. And that is choosing not to do something simply because you haven't done it for a very long time. So you think, well, why should I start now? Or why should I start back now? All right, let me say that one more time. The third trap is choosing not to do something simply because you haven't done it either for a very long time or maybe ever. So you think, well, since I haven't done it in a long time or I've never done this, then I might as well not try to start it now. And this is particularly important for developers because people start the process of understanding how to code, the process of learning how to become a developer, at all stages of life. Even when you are very young as a child, you can start as a developer. There are probably plenty of teenagers listening to this show, but you can also start learning to become a developer very late in life. It is a wide open field, and there's plenty of information openly available on the internet. So if you are interested in becoming a developer, and you're 35, 40, 45 years old, and you're afraid that that is too late for you, I'm here to encourage you. By looking at the sunk cost fallacy, you can tell yourself it is not too late. You haven't invested all of the time of your life into other things necessarily. So you have the time now. Now is the time. Any time that you spend deliberating over learning how to become a developer is time that you could be spending learning how to become a developer. So I highly encourage you to not fall victim to the sunk cost fallacy that just because you've spent most of your life not doing something, that you can't do it now, today. So I highly encourage you, if you are even tangentially interested in technology, in development, software engineering, to go and read more, do a little bit of research on the internet. There's plenty of information completely openly available, many locations online. So go and check out some of these locations. I will include some links in the show notes for some introductory information into the world of computing and the world of code. It is an incredibly fun and interesting world to be involved in. Even if you are just looking to kind of get your feet wet and do this as a hobby, I would encourage you to take a look at some of the materials that I'm going to post in the show notes at spec.fm. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Of course, if you have other traps that you've fallen into, I would love for you to share them with me. You can find me in the Spec Community Slack channel. That's kind of a tongue twister. spec.fm/Slack. Now, that Slack community will always be free to the listeners of the Spec FM shows, including Developer T. By the way, go and check out the other shows on spec.fm. You can find them on the front page of the Spec site. So spec.fm. Of course, all the show notes for Developer T and every other episode of Developer T can be found at spec.fm. You can follow me on Twitter at @DeveloperT. You can email me your questions at developert@gmail.com. Thank you again so much to Linode for sponsoring today's episode. You can get $20 of credit by going to spec.fm and using the special link to go to linode.com. Or you can just use the code DeveloperT at checkout. Linode is providing a $20 credit to DeveloperT listeners for SSD servers in the Linode cloud. Thank you again to Linode for sponsoring today's episode of DeveloperT. Make sure you subscribe and rate the show in iTunes. That is the best way to help other developers just like you find the show. Thank you so much, and until next time, enjoy your tea.